O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Christ is Mine Forevermore by Johnny Robinson and Rich Thompson. This live recording draws on the ambiance of congregational voices, a smooth and arching melody, and poignant verses filled with news of our completed worth in Christ.
Pilgrim on a narrow way, only Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 20. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. The primary motivation for just about everything we do is happiness. The question behind so many of the things that we do is, will this make me happy? Will this bring me joy? As the French philosopher Blaise Pascal once wrote, "All men seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they use, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and of others avoiding it is the same desire in both, to be happy. This is the motivation of every action of every man, even of those who hang themselves." Well, these verses in Deuteronomy give us the key to finding what it is we seek. How can we find lasting happiness, joy, meaning, fulfillment? Through obedience. In the book of Deuteronomy, God reiterates his law to his people. And here near the end of the book, he establishes that this law isn't just a set of arbitrary principles. Instead, it is the key to true life in him. If the Israelites trust God and submit to his law, then they will find blessing and joy. But if they insist on going their own way, they will find the opposite. Unfortunately, the Israelites, like most of us, chose to go their own way, and disaster ensued. And as a result, this idea, the idea of finding joy in and through obedience, will sound counterintuitive to most of us, but it does make sense. Think of it this way. Let's say we sit down to play a card game. We're going to play Rummy. But a couple of hands in, I decide that I'm going to play by a completely different set of rules that I make up as I go along. What's going to happen to our game? It's going to be impossible to play, and it won't be a lot of fun. It really works out much better and is actually a lot more fun when we both agree to obey the established rules of the game. Well, the God who made us has established rules for life. And because life is more important than a card game, the consequences for ignoring the rules for life are much more severe. They are, in fact, a matter of life and death. But when we submit to them, we will inevitably find that things go much better for us. God is the one who invented the game, so he gets to direct how we play it. Now, if you're thinking, man, I've blown it. I've broken every rule. God surely wants nothing to do with me. Take heart. God's rules, his laws are good, the best way to live, in fact. But he has shown grace to rule breakers like us, and he's done that through Jesus. Jesus played the game perfectly, but instead of flaunting his perfection like we might be inclined to do, he invites us onto his team so that we could share in his perfection. So there is grace, forgiveness, and hope for those of us who have made a mess of things. But there should also be a realization, right? The rules of life haven't changed. God's law is still good, and he calls us daily to choose life, choose to follow him, and in doing so, we're choosing happiness. So where are you struggling to make right choices? What areas in your life are you insisting on going your own way? In the moments that follow, pray that God, by his Spirit, would give you what you need to choose wisely. Thank you. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.